G'day, Mossy.
Morning, boys.
Bit of a storm. Yeah, no, it's nice to be here, mate. Yeah. A bit of a storm for Postecoglou, I suppose. He's getting asked about these formations and what's going on, and he's growing tired of it, isn't he, I think you can say?
Yeah, Slats, it's an interesting one. There's two schools of thought. Firstly, is it prickly Postecoglou reacting to criticism that he's taking personally, or is he making it about himself to try and take the attention away from two scratchy performances, which we've seen across a few codes? Obviously, Wayne Bennett's the master of it in rugby league, and Graham Arnold used it in football. Is it Ange's turn? I don't know. But, the criticism probably levelled at Ange over the last 24 to 48 hours is that 12 months ago he came out and said we need to be more critical of our coaches and our players in Australia to drive them to higher levels. And now the first time the Socceroos have been criticised for their performances, change of system, he's reacted to it.
Sorry, mate, can you get me up to date with what Ange is actually doing? Because at one stage he went to that narrow sort of tactics where he wasn't sending the ball wide to the left or the right wings with the crosses coming in, and he played this narrow sort of brand of footy. And now are we back to playing the more traditional style, but he's only got three at the back? Is that what's causing
concern? I mean, it still can be perceived as a narrow system because we're playing with a box midfield. So there's four central midfielders, if you like, two number sixes and two number 10s, but he's playing without fullbacks. He's playing with two wide men a bit higher up the pitch. So predominantly as wingers, but they can be known as wingbacks as well. But look, all that said and done, systems are schmistems. At the end of the day, you're at the mercy of how good your players are, and we haven't got enough players playing at the top level to go to Confederations Cup and World Cups to be a real force. That's the biggest issue at the moment. And Ange came out with it before the first game a couple of weeks ago, and said, I'm not sure the ambition of the players matches my ambition at the moment because no one's really taken huge strides forward in their personal careers since the Asian Cup.
But maybe they're just not good enough.
That's a possibility as well, but you've still got to have that ambition to try and get there. And you know, the likes of Matty Ryan and Trent Sainsbury, who's now at Inter Milan, those type of players, you can just see their ambition. And you can see it in their eyes every time they lace on their boots.
This Jackson Irvine, who we chatted with on Monday morning, he seems to be taking that next step.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. But can he get to the Premier League? Aaron Moy is another one. He's in the Championship at the moment. Can he get to the Premier League? Because, you know, Jackson Irvine is scoring.
Enough?
Well, that's what we're going to find out over the next 12 months.
Okay.
Aaron Moy apparently is getting a lot of interest from the Premier League. Jackson Irvine is scoring goals regularly in the Championship. So he needs to try and make that next step.
Now, what's happening with Brazil?
Well, they're the first team to qualify for Russia 2018. They've got an unassailable lead in the CONMEBOL group over there in South America. Neymar led them to a great victory yesterday, 3-0 against Paraguay.
He missed a penalty.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, he missed it twice because he got a second go and he missed that as well. Like, that wouldn't happen too often, would it?
And then scored a great goal. So, and obviously there's all that talk about him going to Manchester United, as you asked me again yesterday, TK. The overnight reports are that he has quashed those rumours. He's more than happy to play with Messi and Suarez. So you watch him move to Manchester United.
Yeah, you probably. But just on that, this is another novice question. I didn't think once you started to take the penalty, you were allowed to stop as a kicker.
That's a very grey area of football.
What do you mean? When they're running, they're trying to see where the goal is going.
They stutter.
I've seen that for a long time.
And there's the difference. Stop or stutter. There's
mostly it's a stutter, isn't it?
Well, that's what Neymar did yesterday, and he missed anyway.
Yeah, it's
balking. You're not allowed to balk.
He's trying to see the first
of the referee again.
Yeah. Well, they do whatever they like, don't they?
New Zealand, mate, 2-0 over Fiji.
They are, and here's the funny one: if Argentina dropped out of the automatic qualifying top four spots in CONMEBOL yesterday with a loss to Bolivia. So they are now fifth of the South American teams. If New Zealand win Oceania and Argentina stay in fifth spot, and it's a very tight group, so I don't expect that to happen. But if it was to be played tomorrow, fifth placed South American team plays the winner of Oceania, which would be New Zealand, to get to the World Cup.
Okay.
Now that would be a very high hurdle for New Zealand.
Right. Yeah. And we've got four spots sealed, haven't we, as far as the top six of the A-League? We've got a couple of spots up for grabs.
I think the top six is done.
Oh,
I really do. Yeah, I think
Wanderers
so.
Are in the sixth.
Yeah, okay. Wellington are 5 points off sixth. They play Melbourne Victory away, Sydney at home, Brisbane away last three games. I can't see Wellington getting any more points. I think the top six is done. The order of that may change a little bit, but I'm going to tip Brisbane. They're fourth at the moment. I'm going to tip Brisbane to get that third spot, and which will be an ACL qualifying spot as well.
All right. Thank you, Mossy.
My pleasure, boys. Great job. To talk to you.
Great to see you. Don't stutter.